I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. ArtCore is a new arts education program to be implemented in five Lane County schools through a partnership between the Educational Policy Improvement Center, EPIC, Lane Arts Council, the Springfield Public Schools, and others. It will bring $2.2 million to that effort over the next 4 years through the U.S. Department of Education. Here in the KLCC studios to talk about ArtCore are Ross Anderson, Senior Lead Researcher at EPIC, and Leora Sponko, Executive Director of Lane Arts Council. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, the opportunity to invest $2.2 million into arts education these days is a really rare opportunity. How did that come into being here in Lane County?
Well, I'd say, you know, this really started from a partnership between schools and Lane Arts Council that goes back years. And, you know, myself being new to the area, really learned about these partnerships and saw the opportunity for a model that might fit into what our federal funders were looking for, that was already being developed in terms of its sort of imagination and possibilities, and I think fit really well into the needs at the school level for students, for more opportunities to be exposed to the arts, enrich their learning experience through the arts, and for teachers to be able to fill in the gaps that right now we just have across all these school districts where there's so little in terms of funding for the arts.
Talk a little bit more about what this model is and exactly how the efforts will be focused.
We are developing a model through, it's an arts integration model that we are pulling from many different models throughout the country and creating our own ArtCore model. So the program is called ArtCore, and we will be creating this over the course of 4 to 5 years. We are working with five Lane County schools right now where a teaching artist will work in each of the Lane County schools. So we have a diverse amount of teaching artists that will co-teach in the classroom with the teachers to develop 10-week modules that will integrate the arts into academic subject areas, whether it's English language arts, social studies, or science.
Why the particular five schools that have been chosen, and what schools are those?
We have Oakley Middle School in Junction City, Kelly Middle School in Eugene, Cascade Middle School in Bethel, Network Charter School in Eugene, and Hamlin Middle School in Springfield. So we focused on the middle school age. We feel like that's an important developmental age for young people. And many of these schools expressed interest in wanting to participate in these programs. We've worked with some of these schools with other programs over the years. The teachers are wanting these programs. The principals are wanting these programs. These schools are seeking a way to really engage students and learning and see the arts as a way to do that.
From the perspective of the Educational Policy Improvement Center, how does this fit into your program and your research?
Yeah, I think it's really important. It's a great question. This is a project that really has the opportunity to demonstrate the efficacy of arts education, but also the efficacy of using a more dynamic teaching model that is collaborative, that is multidisciplinary, that gets at the heart of learning through a more personalized approach and a more dynamic and expressive approach for students, really measuring success of students and readiness of students, not just through their academic scores, but also through their ability to transfer what they're learning into other domains and to see what they're doing creatively as holding huge potential for their contributions in life and for their paths professionally in the future, whether it's to, you know, onto a career, onto college, and how their learning is situated in the world, not just in the classroom. So really, the policies behind education right now are really governed by these prescriptive compliance measures for accountability. And when it comes down to the classroom level, what that has done is it's really stripped away a lot of license that teachers have to fulfill their obligations professionally, to enrich learning for students, to attract students to become active, lifelong learners. And we think our hypothesis is that through the arts, and what research has shown is that through the arts, you know, you really can attract students to become lifelong learners. And we think that based on what we've seen across the country and other models, you can integrate the arts meaningfully and rigorously into every subject area.
Creativity is something that goes through not just creative arts, but every aspect of our lives then, from science to relationship.
You got it. It's true. And I think what we have found in the last 10 years is that Employers across the country really believe creativity is the number one asset that they need in their employees and that they need in their leaders. There was a poll done by IBM a few years ago that asked the top 500 companies, the CEOs in the top 500 companies, what is the number one asset? And truly, creativity sat at the top.
And we believe that everyone is creative, and it's a matter of unfolding and discovering how we are creative in our creative process, whether it's through writing, music, or dance, or art, or how we think about the world, that we all have access to creativity. So that's one thing that we're looking to discovering with students and also with teachers, helping them uncover their creativity and help them understand that, yes, they can also teach the arts, and that's something that they have the capacity to do as well.
There's so much pressure these days in the educational system for quantifiable results. There is so much emphasis on test scores and the like. Is there a way to measure creativity in a tangible form?
Well, that's kind of the $10 million question in the field of kind of creativity research. There has been creativity theory that's used assessments around kind of creative potential, divergent thinking, over the last 50 years. There's actually about 600 different assessments that have been created, surveys and whatnot. We are, in our research design, we are looking at creativity from a multi-dimensional, multi-trait kind of perspective, looking at engagement in learning and self-efficacy, confidence in creativity and in ideas as one element of creativity. We are looking at original thinking and fluency and flexibility of ideas as one aspect of creativity. And we're also looking at how student work samples and even teacher lesson plans can actually demonstrate and show opportunities for creativity in a classroom. And I think we have a pretty strong research plan that's going to be ambitious to pull off. But the hope is that we can connect and draw relationships between creativity in the classroom and academic success.
And if this is a model to be used nationwide, ultimately, how will you present that model to others and how will you show that, Leora?
Well, Lane Arts Council and EPIC are having that conversation now, is how we can market and sell this product across the country and how can we find funding to continue this program in Lane County. So there are definitely aspects of the model that include modules and online platforms and videos that schools and teachers can take with them. We also are developing professional development modules where we're bringing artists and teachers together to teach them how to integrate the arts in the classroom collaboratively. So that isn't something else that we can provide nationwide.
We really hope, out of all the documentation that we have going through the full 4 years of this project, we'll have a handbook, an Art Core handbook that can really guide schools to customize and tweak the project, the model, for their own use. And, you know, we know that sustainability is key for these schools. You know, the teachers have seen all kinds of initiatives come through their doors. And right now, everyone's in initiative overload. So we really have to be cognizant of that. And I think the direction we're going is that this becomes a school-wide implementation and has that sort of tour de force and that cultural transformation at a school level so that all teachers are supported to really drive this forward.
And what do you seek from the wider community in terms of input and participation in order to make this a successful program?
Well, this is a collaborative project. We have tons of partners across the county. We have partners such as Media Arts Institute creating videos for us, University of Oregon providing student practicum experience with us. So this is a project that lots of people can participate in. So they can contact Lane Arts Council. We can see how you can fit into this project, whether you're volunteering in the school with us or you're helping to observe and increase our research. So we'd love to have participation from the community.
Well, it's a really wonderful and audacious model that could do a lot of good around here. So thank you so much for your participation in it and for being here.
Thanks, Eric.
It's a pleasure.
Ross Anderson, Senior Lead Researcher at EPIC, the Educational Policy Improvement Center, and Leora Sponko, Executive Director of the Lane Arts Council. They're among the partners who will implement the new Art Core program, bringing new forms of arts education to the children of five Lane County schools over the next 4 years. For more information, see lanearts.org, also epiconline.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.